Brian Blondin is holding a Dungeness crab and pinching its shell to see if it's ready to eat.
But you always gotta feel, make sure their shells are hard.
If the shell's too soft, it's a sign the crab is molting and it doesn't have a lot of meat in it, he says.
If you pinch underneath the main claw on its body, you can, if it moves in its soft shell, or you can feel the legs also. If you're really soft, I mean, you can almost smash with one hand.
The one Blondin's checking passes the test, and he throws it back into a bin holding hundreds of its squirming brethren he's trying to sell. He's one of the first people to take advantage of the city of Kodiak allowing fishermen to sell what they've caught on its docks, which has only been legal since late last year. Being able to offer fresh seafood right off his boat is great, says Blondin, because he can get a better price for it than he would from selling to processors.
Yeah, right now if you only have a handful of crab, it helps. You can take your time and get a better price for your crab or fish or whatever you're going after, yeah.
The extra bump in profit can be pretty helpful in an industry like fishing that can be unstable at times.
Commercial fishing, it's up and down. You have your good days and good stories, or you have your bad days and stuff's breaking, so it's up and down, but if you work hard at it, stays busy, it pays off in the end.
Even though it's a cold, rainy day in Kodiak, Blondin says he's seen about 30 to 40 people and has sold around 100 crabs, which means he's made over $1,000 so far.
Do you think you'll sell all the crab today?
I hope so. We might have a few left tomorrow, or else we're going to have a big cookout and have a bunch in the freezer for when we're hungry. So we'll see.
Blondin says after he finishes up selling this batch of crab, he and his crew are heading back out to catch more, so we'll have some to sell at the Kodiak Crab Festival later this week. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.